The author Bonnie Jo Campbell is this year's headline author for the 4th Annual Upper Peninsula Book Tour, which is currently underway at venues throughout the state of Michigan. And she is on the phone with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to, first of all, thank you for the time, and secondly, thank you for the opportunity to once again highlight our wonderful state in your book, Once Upon a River.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
The lead character in the book, Margot Crane, is an intriguing young woman. She almost seems a bit supernatural in the way she bonds with nature around, all the nature around her.
Yeah, it's what she connects to most, and you know, in a lot of ways in her life, she seems like a misfit. You know, she doesn't feel at home in school. She isn't quite sure what to do in the family, but when she's out in nature, she really feels at home, especially when she can be on the river.
Yes, and the story is centered more or less around that that bond, that connection, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's her figuring out how she can make a life. You know, it's really kind of a coming of age novel about a girl who's a little bit different, figuring out how she can function in a world that maybe she would be at home in a little more old fashioned world, in a different time, but she's figuring this world out.
Born into the wrong era, in other words.
Well, a lot of people have said they feel like the book could take place, you know, any time, you know, from 1880 to 1980. You know, and I thought that was kind of what I was going for.
That's quite a compliment. Yes. What are some of the challenges that Margot goes through, without giving away too much of the book?
Well, it's a chance. She is the daughter of a mother who maybe shouldn't have been a mother, and the mother runs away. And so she's a motherless girl to begin with, and then she has to puzzle her way through a family in which she doesn't quite belong. And there's some details in the book that her dad maybe is an illegitimate son. And she has to figure out how she fits into her larger family, and it causes trouble. And so she basically has to set out on the river to find her mother, who is left. And that's where the adventure comes in.
I see. Okay, well, we're not going to find out through this interview if she does complete her task, but at the very least, it is quite an adventure she has to go through. Almost a Huckleberry Finn kind of thing.
Yeah, she, it was a little different writing about a girl than we think about Huck Finn's adventures, and he sets out and he has adventures and he meets criminals and he always has to puzzle out what to do next, and that is what I wanted for Margot. But because she's a girl, I think as readers we worry about her a lot. You know, we worry about the kinds of trouble that young girls alone out in the world get into. And so it was kind of a challenge to make sure that she wasn't just a victim of you know, the people she meets.
And actually quite successful at getting through these challenges throughout the book.
Yeah, she does have, she has a lot of skills, and she is able to, and a lot of her skills have to do with getting by in the wild. And some of her skills have to do with being a very patient person and a very non-judgmental person. And so she has to puzzle out how to deal with different people she meets and figure out who are the people who really can help her and not victimize her.
Well, now, your home base, Bonnie, is in Kalamazoo?
Yep, okay. Kalamazoo, Michigan. Well, I live just outside Kalamazoo in a kind of rural... I live in the woods outside Kalamazoo.
Oh, there's plenty of inspiration then.
Yep, there is.
Okay, and how often have you been able to write about your surroundings, I guess, and the people of the state?
Yeah, I always write about Michigan. To me, Michigan is the center of the universe, and... It's the place where I see the most interesting people figuring out how to get by. You know, this novel is an adventure story, but I'm always writing about people of Michigan who are in tough situations, trying to figure out what to do next. And often my book, American Salvage, that was a National Book Award finalist, is all about men in Michigan who are people who worked in factories, people who worked in machine shops, trying to figure out what to do now that the economy is changing.
Oh, yes, yes, and a little more drastically in some areas than others.
Yeah, yeah, and in, you know, that happens in the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula.
That's
that,
right.
That things have changed, and the kinds of jobs that men thought they were going to be doing are sometimes not available anymore, and it really takes a lot of reassessing of one's life to figure out what to do next. And in the worst cases, you know, we have things like a problem with, you know, methamphetamine production,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
we have a problem with crime and alcoholism. And, you know, in the best of circumstances, people do figure out what they can do next.
So do you consider yourself someone who likes to emphasize situations more than characters, or characters more than situations?
Well, I always know that I have a story when I have a character who really interests me in a tough situation that is not going to be easy to puzzle the way out of. That's how I know I have a story.
Okay, so is there something a bit personal about that approach, kind of a lifting yourself up by the bootstraps thing?
Well, I'm a person, I don't write anything that's about people like me, because I'm a person who does pretty well. I can get in any situation and feel my way around, but I see people really struggling, people around me really having difficulty, people who are very much wed to a lifestyle that, you know, doesn't exist anymore. I mean, everybody around here, you know, is to some extent involved in nature and some extent is involved in farming even. But those, a lot of times, all the farmers I know, they have to work second jobs to be able to afford their farms.
That's right.
So people are trying to live lives that make sense to them, even though the world around them is changing. And so I'm just very interested in how people cope. And, some of the people in my stories do better than other people, but I like to think that there is a way forward for all of us. There's a positive way forward to puzzle through what we can do, even though life maybe will have a different kind of richness than we expected.
Have you received that kind of feedback from some of the readers of your stories, that they have been inspired to push forward even harder and achieve more than they thought they could?
Yeah, I don't know if fiction really works that way as far as being an inspiration. I don't know if it really works as an inspirational tool. I think, you know, reading stories, I hope that people reading my stories become more sympathetic about the people around them who are struggling. I guess that's what I hope more than anything. I don't know that the people I'm writing about are the people who are reading my stories. I write a lot about people who don't have as much education often. I write about people who, once people become really involved in the educational system, I think they do find ways of pulling themselves out. But the educational system doesn't work for everyone. And I guess I'm particularly interested in those people for whom it doesn't work as easily, I guess I could say.
Okay. That's good. Very good. And it also includes not just your fiction writing, but also your poetry, which has been recognized. You had a 2009 collection called Love Letters to Sons of Bitches, which received a Letterpress Chapbook Award.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun. I really enjoy writing poetry, and I kind of took it up on the encouragement of a few friends of mine who are poets around here. And what I find is that writing novels takes a really long time. And, you know, for me, writing a novel may take 5 years, it may take 15 years. I work on several projects at once.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a pleasure to give myself permission to try to work on non-narrative pieces that I could just feel my way through in a short period of time. So that's been really fun. You know, not everything has a beginning and a middle and an end.
That's
and
right.
So I was able to write a little bit of poetry. I won't claim that I'm any any great shakes as a poet, but I really appreciate that some people have enjoyed my poetry.
In a way, I guess it would be somewhat of a literary vacation.
Yes, well, you know, this is going to sound wicked, but I feel like I'm having an affair away from fiction writing. It's my midlife crisis.
Well, don't let any of your characters in the novels find out.
That's exactly
that's right.
I have to hide it from them.
Well, how did you react to the offer to be the headliner, so to speak, for this year's book tour?
Oh, that was really a nice honor. Ron Reike is the guy. Have you talked to Ron? You
probably... Many times, yes.
Great. Well, he invited me to come along and take part in a bunch of his many events that he was planning in the UP. And it just was a nice excuse to come up to the UP and check out a lot of venues and promote my book. You know, maybe my publisher will be happy with me afterwards. But I really felt honored that Ron thought that that people would enjoy hearing me. So I said, I grabbed my husband and said, well, you don't mind driving 1,500 miles, do you?
The car might, but I'm sure he didn't. Well, that's great to have you back up to the UP, and we hope you have a great time with the rest of the UP book tour, which you kicked off last week with a visit to Kalamazoo, your hometown. And then you'll be in several locations here in the Upper Peninsula, and hopefully enjoy the feedback you'll get from many, many people who I'm sure will be attending these events.
Oh, and I'm really looking forward to meeting some of the UP writers who are going to be up. I'm hoping to run into Joe Haywood up there somewhere. You think I will?
Well, if he's listening, he'll probably work harder to make that work.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Bonnie Jo Campbell has been my guest this morning. She is one of the many authors who are involved in the 4th Annual Upper Peninsula Book Tour this year, with activities going on now through the 20th of this month. Bonnie Jo, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and best of luck in your work.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.